by the end of Saturday, it was, we need to take out the young. We need to take out the lefties.
Yep. I'm having a hard time hitting 5-foot putts.
Did I see that you hit a ball so hard you broke a driver head?
That is correct. It may be the only ball I squared up all day.
What's your handicap?
Well, we don't have to talk about that right now.
I was a member at a private course like the last 2 years, but I've never been as like into golf. Was that a humble brag, guy?
That was such a humble brag.
All right, boys, we're jumping right into this special bonus episode, Friday Masters, Connecticut Masters edition. We got the
Friday?
Big three here. Friday?
Yeah, what you said, Friday.
This is when it's coming out, right, Frank?
Oh, is it?
I guess now it has to. Now I have to.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to do it on Saturday.
Well, happy,
we're all
happy
driving up.
Fucking Friday, people.
Yeah, happy Friday. Happy Masters Friday, boys. Glad to.
Oh, my God. What's Tiger at right now?
Tiger.
He's off in the afternoon Friday, so this drops in the morning. So he just played Thursday.
He's got to be, I would say he shot a even 70 for a two under.
God, he's a notorious. He loves to hover around that minus.
He
one
doesn't
even.
Yeah. He
minus
doesn't need
two.
To do much on Thursday, no. So that's probably where he's at. But I'm sure that we're buzzing. Friday's club cleaning day. Can't wait to see everybody who could join. Good news is I do.
Ooh,
have
what time? What time is that at?
Oh, whenever you want to show up, Frank.
Is that a full house?
Anybody's allowed. Bring the kids. No. Bring Allison. Bring
no,
Emma.
No. I'm saying, is that everybody? Is everybody going?
Confirmed right now is Hammy, Shaw, Brett, Dave. I think had to bring the family. Didn't get back to me, so I'm not sure if he's doing it. I told Zach he needed to bring beer, and he didn't respond. So, it's. I mean, yeah. If you're
Graphic,
show
you go?
Graphics.
Yeah. Going. Yeah, I think it might be everyone.
What time is this happening?
I mean, honestly, Frank, I usually get home at like 5:30. So
anytime
after that.
Interesting.
Like, I just tell everybody whenever.
BYOB, though, bring your own bucket.
I have about 5 buckets. I got about 5 Home Depot buckets that we can disperse along. I mean,
you may get a Frank sighting.
Wow, that would be amazing if we did. It really would be.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Friday. What do we got? How's the games?
I am jacked up to get this going, man.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. Like Same. I know. I feel like we all get so excited for it, but. I don't know. This year feels different for me. I don't know. No.
The anticipation or?
You feel like a vet? Yeah,
I feel like a vet. I feel like there's I don't need to worry about those like stupid nerves of not knowing people, even though I still don't know everyone very well, but like whatever.
I feel like it's good enough.
Yeah, for sure. Also, like I got a comfy group pairing with
comfy
with
pairing.
You, Fuckers. Hammy, and Shaw. And yeah, I mean, the game, who knows? I mean, that's the best part about it, I think. I'll say, I've been hitting, Ronnie, I was telling you this, I've been hitting the ball a lot into a net. And like, shockingly, finding the middle of the club face very, very often. And
it's the name of the game, baby.
Praying that baby all the time, going through routine a little bit. Like that's kind of what I've been focused on. Just routine. And a few just like I've never done this before. Well, I've done this before, but I've never stuck to it, which I'm something I'm really gonna concentrate on during the 2 days. Unless I'm completely out of it on Sunday, then that'll completely go out the window and drinks will be flowing. That's for sure.
Yeah, some links drinks.
It's just like some notes, like notes on like things that like just to remember when you're playing, like don't do certain things that usually result in good results. That's a terrible way to say that.
Like what kind of notes, like swing notes? What are you talking about?
I no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Like things to
you're saying process oriented. Exactly. So like make sure you're
a few things, right? So notice hugely like my grip, just loose grip. Like don't like hold the club so tight when you're like nervous or like not playing well, right? That's like easy things that you don't think about all the time, right? Yeah, like simple shit, like wait forward when you're chipping, like things that I just like don't do sometimes. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, what, like, why did you just hit that chip like that? Like, you're an idiot. Like, just fucking concentrate and do it. Because I, so that happens. Like, in the beginning of the rounds, I'll do it. And then all of a sudden, I'll get out of it. Right. Like, because it's,
yeah,
for whatever.
So here's my question to you is, how are you going to implement them? How are you going to keep it going? How are you going to know that it's only going to be for the first three holes that you're going to do it?
Well, I think there's a few things.
That's got to be changed, right?
Right. I think a few things. One is just being like very conscious of it. So like just in my routine when I'm actually swinging the club right now, like making sure I'm doing those things, right? Like,
you're
so
kind of, yeah, going through into a process. A
exactly. Where, yeah. And I think the other thing is just like constantly thinking about during the round, easier said than done. And just like trusting that process. A lot of times I get out of that and I try to go back to things that are maybe just like the norm or like feel more comfortable. And sometimes you got to be less comfortable to have good results. And I also haven't written down my phone, so I don't know if that'll do anything, but we'll see.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just saying that, those are like, I think just saying it out loud, they're really important, because I think you'll find like such great success with the being super just like dialed into the process of like, I call it like the mental scorecard. Like, we talk about that. So that's pretty much what you're talking about, is just doing that same thing. And right. I feel like the deeper you get in that process, the more like, oh, it's almost become second nature, where you stand over a chip and the first thing you're thinking about is like contact, and you're thinking about like that front foot and just like nipping it. And then it's like, you don't even have to like bring it up, because you're like, you know, you're going to get to that point. So that's like, I've definitely had those same like thoughts. And I think those are big, because that's what it is. You, the minute you get out of that like strict process, it's so easy to just lose track of little things. And
we kind of talked about it last week too. Like, you lose focus for just a little bit. You think you're six strokes down, and really you can only be, you might only be one. Speaking of that,
feel so much worse.
It could feel so much worse. And speaking of the live scoring, we fixed that. We have live scoring now at the Masters.
Yeah, that's official, right?
What happened? I missed that one.
Explain how that's going to happen, and if people can follow, where they can follow.
So I went straight. Oh, this is that's a question that I have.
Believe
to ask
I can, because it's a website that you sent.
I really do. I think anybody can do it.
We'll post it on the IG. We'll figure.
Yeah,
it out.
Definitely. But right after the podcast, I talked to Hammy and was just like, dude, we got to figure this thing out. And like 4 minutes later, he sent me this link to an app, and it literally is a live scoring app. So what we're going to have to do is just have one person from each group. We just need to send Hammy the numbers of that hole, and he can put them in. And if you want to look at it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to, but it's going to keep live handy with the handicap and everything live. So we're going to know exactly where we stand every hole.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Yeah.
Yep. It is great.
So one person is going to have to be appointed.
It'll be easy.
Hammy all the score. It'll be way easy. So I'm super excited about that though, because I feel like it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah,
Saturday, we're probably not going to do it, because it doesn't really matter.
You do it after 9 and do it after 18. But you're probably right. It's not going to be live.
Right. But Saturday. Sunday is going to be live, which is so cool. I forget what the app's called, but.
Frank, so have you seen a ball flight? Have you gotten outside? Have you hit outside?
Oh yeah, no? Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah. I've been to the range twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say those range sessions were like, the first one was like whatever. It was just my first time swinging a golf club. That was like 3 weeks ago, and it was fine. I did in that session though. I there are things I took away from it that I've continued to do. So the second session was much better, just like more consistent. The one thing I'm like a little concerned, worried is probably not the right word. It's just like not as confident. Like my irons right now, like I'm hitting them very well into a net, mind you, but like just feeling really good. Still with
contact.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You still know if you hit it good or bad.
For sure.
Yeah. And like just, very confident in that right now is my drive, because it's hard for me to do that in my setting in the garage. Right. So like that's something
in the learning center.
In the learning center. Yeah. There's not much room in there. And if things go awry, I think I could get one. I could die if it comes back to me real quick. So like haven't really taken that shot. But yeah, couple like little tweaks that I've just like implemented this year, and nothing crazy, but things that I think have helped with ball striking in general. So
nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Frank or Graphic, what have you anything changed since last week?
To follow that up, I think same thing for me as drivers, just a complete coin flip. And I'm hoping to, really not have to use it, but we'll see.
You could get away with not using it a lot.
Oh no, I think I definitely could. Yeah. But I want to use it,
I know. I think the best thing for the group to do is try and get you to use it as much as possible.
Right. Yeah.
And swing as hard as possible.
Yeah. No, so I haven't. I've been to the range 3 times. After the first session of the new grips, I don't know why, how, what happened, but I completely just destroyed a knuckle on one of my fingers with a blister, ripped it right open. So been battling that one.
It's a pending storyline.
It's not great. I'm hoping it'll be healed just enough. I'm going to have to like wrap it and definitely, wear some shit on it. But, hit the ball. New shafts, definitely noticeable, for sure. Noticeable. But just had 3 range sessions in a row where came away from, I'm feeling like I have a good, idea of kind of go to feels. Like my biggest takeaways was my tempo. I just need to have better tempo.
Yeah.
I told you that saying I heard, slow is fast and fast is far. Mm-hmm. I'll say that again.
Love that.
Slow is fast and fast is far. So found some success with that, and just early extension. My hips have been so bad. I've been coming over the top of the ball so bad. So just finding that. Driver's been a complete just question mark. I've hitting it awesome. I've hitting it terrible. So we're just gonna kind of see how the cookie crumbles there, But no, I'm just most excited about it.
Was that nerves just then?
No, that was there was an actual cookie in my mouth. I think I'm most just excited to play just 2 rounds. Like I won't have
same. Yeah.
I won't have hit a shot on grass yet before
the I love, tell I love you. That you and I have not played yet.
Yeah.
We're going in there. Like I'm looking at it as kind of a little bit of like,
there's 3 guys that haven't played at all.
Who's
it's you two and Zach.
Gotcha. I'm looking at it as like or at least I'm spinning it this way as a positive, saying like, I haven't I don't know, developed any like tendencies or things that could like make me think that my game's not in a good place. Like the obvious thing is like your game's not in a good place, Frank. You haven't played. But like the other side of it is like, well, I don't know. I ended the season pretty decently last year. Feel really good about my swing right now. Like, let's go, I think the thing that probably will go wrong if there is something that goes wrong, it'll be my putting, because I have not put anything yet. So that's gonna be
fucking interesting. Yeah.
Either I'm gonna be
good. That's gonna be good
on fire. And just like, or it's gonna be like, 3 putts left and right.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. It can't get much worse. I didn't putt well last year at all. So like I'm kind of just like wipe it clean.
What are the odds on you being day one leader again?
I did pretty good, man. I mean, look at the scores.
I love it. I mean, honestly, pretty good.
Ronnie's dying for anybody but himself to be day one leader, because we know how that success. History is unfolded.
Yeah.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I think I shot a 91 last year. It was day one leader. Like, Yeah, I can replicate that again. Like, I know I can, you know?
Let's and for go. Sure, yeah, yeah.
And if that's going to be, like, where they'll, and I, like, listen, that means people, other people didn't play all that well, but I don't know, like.
Well, it means everybody just shot a little bit, because I think I shot, like, an 87 or 88, something like that.
Yeah.
So everybody shot just a little bit above their handicap, that's all.
I played terrible.
Which could happen.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so, like,
for sure.
So, yeah. If you're asking me if I'm going to be day one leader, the answer is yes, I'm going to.
I love it. So, I got the opportunity to do something that I've never done before. We played a fivesome on Sunday. That's why I'm saying you guys were the only three that haven't played. We played five wide on Sunday. It was pretty.
That's incredible. Funny. The other five literally played together.
Yeah. Yep. I've never had that happen. We thought it was going to be a foursome at first because old Brett didn't show up. But we got the go ahead from Scott. Shaw was a late entry. He called Scott and asked if he could play as a fivesome. And then he was just there on fucking Sunday. Brett doesn't show up. So we were down to four. And then I think we got to we're halfway through the fourth hole, going to the green, like around that dogleg, and we just hear the old boy coming down fucking two's fairway. You motherfuckers.
See, that honestly, that scares me the most right now, because it seems like Brett's in mid-season form.
Dude,
already.
You want to know what scares me the most about
Brett? I haven't even heard about it.
Is that his first shot? Well, he played Saturday, so it wasn't his first round, but his first shot on Sunday was about, I don't know, 120 yard fucking shot. He dropped with the rest of us about a buck 20, and he fucking just hits this high, lofty, beautiful pitching wedge. And it was like 15 feet from the hole, goes up fucking two putts and just starts walking and playing. And I'm just like, Jesus, this guy can just golf. Like, he's a golfer. That's all. As far as the rest of us playing, Dave didn't have the best outing. Dave, for the first three holes, about couldn't get it off the ground. Like, it was just, he was just fucking bad. The first couple started to show a little bit of form.
Like playing with your grandma. My grandma used to just the ball would not leave the ground.
For the first three, it was bad. Well, for 18 holes, he showed some signs. He birdied 10. Sprinkled in a couple pars here and there, but he didn't have his best stuff. Shaw lost a lot of balls off the tee. I think he said he lost like five
drivers
yeah, and they were, some of them were fucking bad. I don't think anybody particularly hit, like,
wow, we're all coming in mid-season four, man.
No, I'm serious.
The Friday episode,
yeah. Dave said he was getting out during the week, so hopefully we can get an update on how that went. But yeah, Shaw, other than that, it seemed like he was rolling the ball pretty good on the green with his new putting stroke. He seemed to be all right. But yeah, he just lost. I think he lost like five off the tee, and a couple were bad, bad. Hammy made me a little nervous. Didn't really notice, but he shot like a low-key 89. Right out the gate.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, really didn't lose a lot off the tee.
Is he still like four iron off the tee? Like,
no, he was popping driver and three woods and shit. I can't really remember him being like too errant off the tee. I think going over the bridge, I think on what is that, 5-6? Yeah, on six, I think he might have lost a ball. They all just fucking shanked one into the woods off to the left, over next to those trees. That was one that I could remember, but I can't really remember that many more. So that's super scary. Like I said about Hammy, if he's in that the first group on Sunday, meaning like the lower end of the eightsome, close to range, he could really make something happen, because I mean, low key 89 for him was pretty impressive. As for me, I lost three balls, which I wasn't happy about. My driver was, I hit one good driver that I can remember. All the rest of them were kind of just like a little heely. And I was doing something where I felt like I was swinging like a wet noodle, and like my hands were coming like through, and then I was like whipping the club. And dude, I haven't sliced a ball like that in a like that. I mean, it was just a hard slice, and I haven't done that in a long time. And they were going like 195 yards, just fucking dead slice. Like
I know.
I was game. Like,
and the grandma just, and grandpa around.
It was just, yeah, me and Dave were just like. But once I figured a couple out, I started to get a feel for it, and it was mostly tempo. Like I think I was just a little too quick and trying to make that contact. Honestly, I don't know what was going on, but I think I fixed it, because at the end I played, oh my God. And at the end, this is completely irrelevant, but Courtney and Ezra got caught up to us. So we went seven wide for the last two holes.
Oh my God.
It was nuts. It started raining.
Augusta, and we literally
had seven guys. It felt like the CMG, the big dog right. Shootout.
Yeah.
You had no idea what anybody was doing. You were just hitting the ball
and firing.
Going. But yeah, I was okay with everything that happened on Sunday for me. Missed,
what'd you shoot?
Like, I shot an 86, 43-43, which wasn't horrible. Like I said, I lost three balls. I had two three putts, and I missed, I think, about three 2-footers for par. So it could have been a low 80 easily. Not happy about the short missed putts, but the greens weren't like, I was impressed by them, but it was tough speed wise because it was just so wet. Not sure what to think about it. I'm not really looking too hard into the putting aspect about the whole thing. I was mostly worried about tee balls. So
I'm interested to see just conditions in general, what we're going to be playing. And I know it's just a rain and all that shit.
I mean, interesting. I just got a text from Hammy saying that we're getting a lot less rain.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like we were.
Yeah. That's looking good. Like almost half an inch. Yeah. That's it.
I just don't want it to be wet, like really wet, where we're just like, this sucks. Right. Yeah.
I think it's going to be okay, though.
Not that it's going to ever suck, but you know.
No, I know what you mean. We all want better conditions.
Fucking puddles, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to be solid temps, though. We're looking at
Friday. It's looking like it's going to be good.
It is
a little bit of wind. So that's, if it's windy and high temps on Friday, we could get pretty lucky, because Fairview is going to be dry. It sits on a hill, always windy. And if we can get Friday and Saturday to be pretty good, I think Sunday's the big day. Candlewood can't take any more rain. Like that's
hopefully
just,
they can mow once.
God, I hope so.
That'd be sick.
I don't know how many times they mowed. Yeah. It didn't seem like much.
If they have, sure. I doubt they have. Yeah.
I don't even know if they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was markings and stuff, but I didn't see too many like clumps. So they didn't take too much off the top. So yeah, that's a little update, I guess, for everybody. I mean, the other five have seen each other play. So you want to do a little power rankings and then that's it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Where are we thinking? We're going to start from the eighth. I mean, somebody's got to be in the eighth spot.
Yeah, Dave.
I mean, there it is. We got to say it. He's kind of been irrelevant the last couple of years, judging by his first three holes of Sunday. We're going to see. But he's coming in number eight.
And we're doing a joint power ranking. Is that what we're doing?
I think so. I mean, why not?
Yeah. No, I'm down for that.
Let's do it. If we have a non-consensus, we'll say ours.
Okay.
So I think I do think Dave is eighth. I can third that. Okay. I think, and I'm going to pull a Brett here, because this is what he did when I joined. I'm going to say Zach could be an eighth, just because this is what Brett did when I joined. Never seen him play. He hasn't played this year. I got nothing from him. So
you know what?
I think it might be Zach.
Sorry, Dave.
But I just convinced.
Sorry,
you,
Dave.
Ronnie. Yeah, you're right. You're golf? Right.
I've seen him play golf a couple times.
Okay.
I think he fits
fine right in the eighth spot.
The reason. That's funny.
And that's going to fuel him. He's just like it may have fueled you. We might see another day one leader.
Exactly.
We might see a new day one leader in Zach, you know. But yeah, no.
Listen, I'm rooting for Zach because you know, it's not easy coming into this fucking group and teeing off on one and playing. Yeah. So
luckily he's spent a couple Christmases with us. He's got enough family members to, I think he's going to be all right with that, but yeah, no, I'm sorry, Dave. Well, I don't like apologizing on this podcast at all. And I don't apologize for anything, but Zach's last. He's eight. And that makes number seven pretty easy.
Not great for the bet that my our power rankings are the two bottom guys are in my group.
Yeah, yeah. You got two bottom feeders. But
all right, agree on eight and seven.
What a miracle story. It could be if you could get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, right.
All right. So now we're getting into the nitty gritty. We got six guys here. I have a hard time.
It's crazy because I think last year, based off Hammy's performance 2 years ago, mm-hmm. which I think he finished last or second to last.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was way down the rankings, and then obviously he's played a lot better since. So I don't have him sixth. That's not what I'm saying. But he was.
I have Hammy up there.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I'm not saying he's sixth. I'm just saying it's funny how years can change, right? He had a good performance.
Didn't we have a historical stat where he was bottom two for every year leading up to last year, right?
Yeah.
I remember correctly,
we had Dave high up.
Because of his cap. That's what I was going to say is I think that's the reason why he was consensus is because he's down to an 18 now. Like he's dropped a lot since we would have these conversations last.
Yeah, for real. Yep. Kind of missed the.
So were you just going to propose Hammy there?
I was not. No.
Okay.
Saying my point was that it's crazy how things change year to year, right? Like I don't think he's six in the power rankings at all based off last year and based off of what Ronnie just said and where his handicap is. No way.
All right, Ronnie, who do you have at six?
Oh,
it's toughest for Ronnie. I feel like because he's just like, he's so close to it all, you know, he's close.
The board.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, I know, but I think it's fun.
You know, it's tough though. It is tough. I think this is a really tough one. I have interchangeable three, four, five, six.
Just say it.
Right?
Who do you got six then?
I don't know. I didn't have it written down. I'm kind of going with my gut. I'm going with my gut here, and I'm going to go Chris Shaw.
Okay.
Because I just don't know if he's got the mental game.
Wow, that's
a bold statement, but I think come Sunday, he could be gotten just up here. You could say a couple things, and
the live scoreboard, does that have anything to do with your
he might
your thought?
No, I'm just saying like if I am in the last group and I am with him or Hammy, I feel like I could have a direct impact on both of their games mentally. That's what I think.
Okay.
So that's why
I got Sean the sixth hole too. So,
oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. What are your reasonings? What are your reasonings?
Well, listen, last year, I think he finished sixth or something last year, or fifth maybe.
Yeah,
I think right. I think he might have been six.
I'll pull it up. Go ahead.
I think it was six. But yeah, I mean, I'm yet to see it. I guess
he finished like, six. You're right. Yeah.
So yeah, more of like I haven't seen. Like, listen, I mean, he played six holes as good as you can play six holes.
He played great on Saturday, and then he worked all night. So that that played a factor. So, he doesn't have to work this year.
I don't think he played. He played six holes great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of to my point. He played six holes great until Krafik. You said something to him. Remember?
Yeah.
We just kind of informed him that he was playing well.
Yeah, right, right.
And then shit got wild.
Yeah, and I think he shot in the mid-90s or something. I mean, so, like, I think he has the tools to do it. It's just
definitely does
in terms of like athletic skill set and just, you know, you don't play six holes at even par and not know what you're doing. So, but it's more of yet to see it. I think yet to see a full 2 days of like him playing well for 2 days or even really a full day. So,
yeah.
And I haven't really seen him play golf outside of that. So that's why.
Right. Well, what'd you have, Krafik?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a good spot. I think.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we hit. Well, give us number five then. You've been kind of quiet over there.
Five? What? I gave the first name. I threw Dave right under the car. No, it ended up being the wrong pick. He was seven.
It was. You're right.
Man, so.
It's so tough.
I would say, man, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. Based on my past experience and based on his current situation, which is his handicap. I'm going Brett five.
Ooh, this is where we differ. I'm going Frank five.
I knew my name would be there soon.
Just because he hasn't played.
What's
he hasn't
Brett's, played. No, no. Yeah. Well,
true.
What's Brett's handicap?
He's an eight. Eight and a half. So I think he's going to play at an eight. He's
played a nine.
It might be a nine, actually. I don't know how if it goes up or down, but. Right. He's just so low where you gotta have to, you can't play one bad round. And I think it's just, I mean, that only the last couple of years, I've only played with him twice. So, but the last 2 years he hasn't put it together. So
yeah,
it's just, I know you like, it, I mean, it's I'm in the same situation. It's just, you gotta fucking you know, I gotta shoot at highest low 80s, both rounds, probably gotta put one in the 70s.
Yeah.
If anybody else plays well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if somebody plays well, yeah, you have to go low.
If one of the low caps are gonna do it. So
yeah, I think
I put myself in the middle too, because I haven't played and the cap situation. So
yeah. I think Brett's right. Yeah, right there. Because of that too. Same reasons. Cap and also
I could haven't seen it.
Like he finished last
year. He was seventh last year.
Okay, so I guess
just I could start. I could go interchangeable anyway. So two against one, Brett's five.
Yeah, that means I'm four.
Maybe. You might have bumped from five to three though.
Who do you have four, Frank? We'll let you do this one.
I mean, I mean, I hate to put myself there, but like, yeah, okay, like I'll put myself there just to lower expectations.
Smart, no, it's a good move.
No, I think that's where I'm at. I think I'm four or five range. So yeah, four. I mean, yeah, I haven't played. That's also like that's kind of where I've finished. I think four or five. I think I finished fifth last year.
I think you're in the only thing with you is what if I would rank you higher, I think you are in the absolute perfect sweet spot of stroke wise handicap.
Like, I think so too.
Like I think Shaw's a little too on the low end, and that's why I was cool with him being six. I think you are like you. That's why I don't know about Zach if he's like a 15-ish, but I think that is like the perfect. That's the perfect medium.
Exactly. For this group. You shoot a 91, which like not crazy. And all of a sudden I'm in first place, you know, like that's
yeah, exactly.
I think, realistically, Krafik, you, Brett, and me could probably be interchangeable at three, four, and five. And Frankie could go two, Hammy one. I have Hammy at one.
Yeah, I have Hammy one too.
Yeah.
Hammy is a 13 right now, right?
13, yeah.
Something. Yeah.
And the way he played on Sunday, it was an easy 89 for him.
So yeah. I think Ronnie, what's your handicap right now? Nine, something?
Nine, 10. I'm a 10.
10.
I think Ronnie's due. I think Ronnie's two.
Yeah. I would, that'd be my order. You, two, Krafik, three.
Yeah.
I'm putting myself four. Yeah.
It's super tough. it's super tough to do that, because like I think of numbers too, like, and I think I would have to shoot, I definitely have to have one low 80 and then a mid 80
for sure
to have a shot.
Yeah.
I can't go, I don't think I could go higher than 86 either day and win without shooting in the 70s.
Yeah.
Cause I'm close.
What was the combined? Do you have in front of you?
Yeah, I have it right now.
What was the combined
winning score? Dude, it was so, that was the thing, is it was close. The winning score was 148. Hammy shot 149, I shot 150, Ronnie 151, Frank 153, Shaw 154, Brett 156, and Dave 166.
It was so close.
Yeah, it was all within one stroke. Yeah, that's what that's one of the main reasons why we need to have that. We talked about that live scoring, because we just I really do think it's gonna change the way
the tournament feels, because last few holes are gonna feel,
nobody ever knows. It's been always just like, it's kind of been a quiet like tension. Now it's gonna be like, okay, you're up one, you're down one, you're back, you're two back, you need that, and you know
it's gonna
change it.
You know, whoever has the lead, right, going into 18, right, you're up one stroke on somebody, that completely
changes.
No idea,
like, you're gonna, that pressure is so dialed up just based off
100%, 100%. It changes it.
Oh my God. This is going to be the best Masters. I hope it's close. Also, I hope nobody runs away.
Think about this. Think about this too as well. Okay. You're up one stroke on someone in the group in group number one. Right. And they're sitting there watching you.
They're in the clubhouse.
As you have
they have a beer in their hand,
or a 4-footer to send it to, you know, to a next hole. Like, that is pressure, man.
Woo.
Yes.
Don't fucking flub a chip shot, you know, like, there's just
now having said that, if we're being realistic with ourselves and everything you've said, Ronnie, how do we possibly have Hammy number one? Is it just to get that in his head that he's the number one?
That's such a good point.
Because
if it comes down to it, if he has to get up and down, the chances of him flubbing that chip are probably higher than.
So what we're saying is he's going wire to wire. He's just putting this bad boy away early.
He might.
That's what our power rankings say.
There's a good chance that he might. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
That's power rank.
Who knows? Now I'm rethinking everything.
The whole power rankings could flip on their head, right? Like,
yeah,
they could be completely opposite. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, because who's to say? Like, what if Dave plays? What if Dave took the week off, and he's just playing golf this whole week and just comes and shoots a 90?
I think that would hurt.
We know. We know he can. What'd you say there?
I said I think that would hurt more than it would help.
Oh man.
Another thing that makes me like okay with not playing is that it doesn't seem like anyone's out there fucking grinding. So
yeah,
maybe besides like you, Ronnie, and maybe Hammy, but
I wouldn't call it grinding though either.
No, but you're
just trying to play as much as
we can. I mean, Brett's played twice, you know.
I probably left the golf course with more questions than answers. Sure.
Exactly. And I have zero questions. So
And let's not forget, I shot 71 last time I was there.
That's it.
Sure. Yeah. Last time I was there. Hey, I'll back you up with that too. Last time I was there, I shot my.
That's right.
That's it.
Too, so.
Well, the long and short of it is, it was so great to get back on the course with the boys. I'm super excited for the club washing and just the festivities to come. It's going to be a great weekend. And despite the power rankings, we can all have a beer afterwards. That's the best part about the Masters.
We're thankful.
And yes, if you listen to Tuesday, we're thankful. In Tiger, we trust. Leave him on a 19.